there are cases when it's necessary to take money out. For example, there's a short-term emergency.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. When it comes to retirement, plans like 401ks and IRAs are the leading saving methods, accounting for nearly $17 trillion worth of Americans' investments. I'm with Charlie Jessick, an education workforce and income security director at GAO, and he's here to talk about an aspect of these plans that many are warned against pursuing, taking money out of retirement plans before retirement. Thank you for joining me, Charlie.
It's good to be here.
So how big of an issue are retirement early withdrawals?
It's a significant issue. In 2013, and that's the most recent date for which data are available, unfortunately, there were about $69 billion in pre-retirement withdrawals from 401k accounts and IRAs. About $40 billion was from IRAs, $29 billion was from K plans, and this is a lot of money. $69 billion is just objectively a lot of money.
I've always heard it's a bad idea to take money out of retirement accounts early, mainly because you could get stuck with some pretty heavy tax penalties. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, I think that's part of it. And in general, I think most retirement professionals discourage early withdrawals. If it's in certain cases, you will have a tax penalty. You have to pay taxes immediately on the withdrawal, and you have an additional 10% penalty depending on the situation. But more fundamentally, you don't have that money in your account to accumulate interest over the remainder of your career. Having said all that, there are cases when it's necessary to take money out. For example, you know, there's a short-term emergency, you know, or with some of the big storms we've had, there are cases where people need to repair their homes. There could be medical expenditures or a sudden problem with your car. So there are issues, reasons why you might want to take the money out, particularly for loans. Loans are actually an attractive feature about 401k plans and can actually help people buy a primary residence and help them also with other types of unforeseen expenditures.
It sounds like the federal government encourages retirement savings through the tax incentives found in plans like the 401k or the IRA. And people who can avoid taking their money out early could see greater investment growth. Charlie, did your report provide any possible strategies for easing the effects of these early withdrawals?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can be done. I think a lot of it's dependent on a firm-by-firm basis or an individual basis. For example, with cash outs, rather than simply sending a check to the individual who may not roll it over or just have to pay tax on it, they can give partial distributions, partial withdrawals, or spread it out over a number of months. In a lot of cases, the individual may leave the remainder in the plan, and so that will still accumulate for their retirement. Regarding loans, a big problem with loans is if you have a loan and you separate from a company, if you can't pay the loan back immediately in full, you'll have to pay tax on that. So creating a situation where the employee is at a new company but can continue to pay the loan back at the old company through an extended repayment plan is, again, a way to avoid unnecessary withdrawals from the system and allow the participant to replenish their savings and to continue to save for retirement.
Final question, what do you believe is the bottom line of this report?
Well, leakage is a difficult issue in many ways. On one hand, it shows sort of the trap many individuals get caught between very short-term but incredibly significant emergency expenditures that they need to make versus the long-term need to save for retirement. And ideally, what we want to do is increase the flexibility in the system to help individuals balance both of those two objectives. And there are some strategies out there, increasing financial literacy, making individuals more aware of this trade-off, giving employers the flexibility to provide alternatives to minimize the adverse effect of leakage. All those things can work together to help individual participants meet both of these challenges.
Charlie Jessick is an education workforce and income security director at GAO, and he was talking about his report on retirement savings and early withdrawals. Thank you for your time, Charlie.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.